If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I want to get into the updates on the quest for the Commanders to play home games in the city, back at the old RFK site, because there is a development we'll get to in just about 5 minutes. But very quickly, I want to talk about some of the young stars in DC sports, because we're in a pretty good place right now in terms of the youth breaking out in front of our eyes early in their careers to become difference-making players. And it came to my attention as I started thinking about this last night as James Wood homered twice. So that means over two games, he's now hit three home runs. He's gone deep in consecutive games. And Wood, who's the most talented, best player on this Nationals club, a future superstar, continues to come into his own in front of our eyes.
Here is James Wood. Swings and belts one. Deep right center field. How far will it go? Going, going. Zoom goes James Wood again with his second two-run home run in the first four innings of this game.
James Wood's only 22. He won't turn 23 until the final month of this baseball season, and is one of the youngest everyday players in the big leagues. He's also one of the most powerful. But he also has elite speed. He beat out a ground ball in the infield for an infield hit.
Easily yesterday, too. Unbelievable.
Three-hit game on base four times with a walk. In fact, through 90 games of his career now, Danny, he's been on base three times, more than all but almost every National ever in their first 90 games. Only names like Harper, Turner, and Soto are ahead of him on that list. He's one of five guys to have ever done it. But I bring him up to say it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious. If you watch this guy for 5 minutes, he is going to be an exceptional player. Dylan Cruz could end up being really good. There are some players around here who have a chance, like C.J. Abrams or Mackenzie Gore, to be terrific. James Wood's different. This could be an MVP award winner. This could be D.C.'s Judge, or you know, the closest thing we'll have post-Soto to a player of that caliber. And he's putting it together now at 22. Danny, he's doing this in freezing cold temperatures.
Yep.
With the ball not traveling. These balls would be flying 50 feet further a couple months from now.
They will be.
And he's doing it left on left, oh, by the
three
way.
Three of his four bombs, like, against
these
lefties.
These are wow moments that we're seeing from James Wood.
Unless you played, and I didn't play at the big leagues, obviously. I'm not trying to say I did. But unless you played at least like a medium to high level, you don't understand that he hit a first-pitch curveball from a left-handed pitcher over the wall in right center field last night after hammering an opposite field backspinned fastball off of that same left-handed pitcher on a first pitch. Like, that's a video game with the difficulty turned down. Like, human beings can't do those sorts of things. We used to talk about this with Juan Soto all the time, his ability to hammer opposite field home runs or go to dead center, left on left. What's uncomfortable for most is just fine and dandy for James Wood. That's so 400-level advanced stuff for a 22-year-old kid who's just sort of, oh, shucks, I don't know. Like, what he's doing is countering their counter. So he takes a bunch of pitches, right? There are times where he won't even swing the bat in an AB, so the word's out. Well, you better get ahead early. Good luck with that. Now what do you do? Go ahead and spin your curveball up there for get me over strike. How about you get a new baseball strike? How about that? How about he hammers it 400 some odd feet into the freezing cold night last night? What an unbelievably gifted, incredible player this guy is now. I shudder to think what he's going to be, you know, two seasons from now.
Three home runs in his last five at-bats with the long balls in two straight games now after going 3-for-4 yesterday, and he's 7 for his last 21 at the plate with three bolts. But as I said, as much as I just wanted to talk about how good James Wood is, I think there's a larger conversation to have here, which is the state of some of the young stars that are breaking out in front of our eyes in D.C. sports. So you've got him with the Nats. I think Cruz is also, as a former number two overall pick, a top prospect, was one of the most likely rookie of the year candidates, according to odds makers, before the season. Was off to a slow start offensively. He's coming into form. A couple of hits last night. But he could be on this short list as well. The Capitals have two guys at 24 years old that are both excellent. Alexi Protas, who played at an all-star level this year, and Connor McMichael. Protas, a 30-goal scorer, one of three with Tom Wilson and Alex Ovechkin in 76 games. Now, plus-minus has never been a stat I like a whole lot because, in much as anything else, it's indicative of how good the team is. But a plus 40 this year. When you look at his analytical metrics for per minutes on ice or per shift or per game at even strength, you can make the case he is the most efficient best player in the NHL at even strength.
Well, yeah,
this year he
was leading the league in plus minus.
24-year-old, but I don't even mean plus minus. I mean like goals per shift and goals per 60 and some of those individualized metrics. McMichael, who's got 25 goals as a 24-year-old this year, maybe not to the extent that Protas, because of his size, has become a star, but has been really, really good. So the Caps have two guys representing them in this conversation,
and in Ryan Leonard too. We'll talk about the future. I mean, he's not at, you know, hadn't done a ton yet, but that's not to say he won't.
Well, I'll take, you know, the stock in him over the other two guys,
sure,
probably.
Yeah.
Even though he's in week one in the NHL, that's a good point. Just playing at BC. Then you've got the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, obviously. The star quarterback from LSU, who last year was the rookie of the year and a fringe MVP candidate, having a historical season the likes of which we've never seen from a kid before. I don't know if I'd throw Mikey Sanra still in the conversation. I really like him as a corner. I thought he had an awesome rookie year. Is he on the level that we're talking about of a 30-goal scorer or James Wood? Who's
it's
like,
so hard to quantify. Very good player, I think we know that.
Yeah.
But what is that? How does that look for a corner that at times it's unheralded and unsexy?
So maybe he's, you know, in the next tier down.
Yeah.
Maybe the Commanders just have Daniels. And then the Wizards. I would put Saar there from what I've seen this season. But
he's got a great chance to win Rookie of the Year. Now, it's a very soft class.
Do you think so?
He's got a shot.
Because I think Stephon Castle's run away with
it. Well, let me rephrase it. He has a... He's in the conversation. See, he probably won't, but I mean, listen.
According to sports books right now, just for the sake of the conversation, Castle is like minus 1400
yeah,
and Saar is like plus 750. So it's not much of a debate at this moment, which isn't to take away from the fact that Saar 13.6 rebounds has had a hell of a season.
Yeah, this is, again, it's a softer class where you would, you know, they're not going to win it in one year, in another year it might be competitive. This, again, not a great rookie class, but Saar has held his own and has proven this is a valuable piece in some way. I don't know what it ends up becoming. I don't know if he's the second best player on a playoff team or if he's the a Miles Turner type figure where he can be very useful to just about anybody or a skill set you envy. I know this. They found something right there with Saar. So, yeah, he's a really interesting young player.
So my thinking on James Wood is I would only put Jaden Daniels above him, and it's way closer to Jaden Daniels for me than I think it would be for most people. And, in fact, if you think of it like a NASCAR race as to where the cars are, when they show the standings on the left side of the screen, it shows you how many seconds back each car is. And, like, the guy in second might be right behind the guy in first and 9 seconds ahead of the guy in third, right? I view James Wood as on a tier that is maybe with Daniels, very, very close to JD5, and well ahead of everybody else. To me, as much as people in this town talk about James Wood, we have not scratched the surface on the discussion as to what this kid could be. Now, I'm not promising you he maxes out on his potential. I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know if the Nats have had a guy, you know, do that you know, they've had to develop other than Juan Soto and some of the guys before him. Certainly not since. But at his maximum, I think we're talking about someone who could hit 45 or so home runs and win MVP awards at the major league level. A truly special, generational-ish type talent. I think that's what James Wood is, and man, am I happy he's here. Now, this is a toxic discussion.
Yeah.
With the fan base, because I can't post one thing about James Wood without getting 20 tweets from annoying people about how one day he'll leave, can't wait till he's a Yankee. And that toxicity is infuriating to me and will continue to bother me. But it's reality until it isn't. And they brought it on themselves because they don't re-sign any of their own. But I don't care about that right now. Right. I got six more years of watching James Wood do things that very few people on the planet can do.
Well, my only thing I'd add to that, I co-sign it, is Daniels plays the most outsized important position there is in sports. So if Jaden Daniels was a tight end or a wide receiver or, I don't know, a free safety, we would be having a different conversation. He's not. He plays the thing that we're going, oh, my God, I've been starving in the desert for decades for this thing. Since Joe Theismann broke his leg, I've hungered for this thing, and I got it now. So because that's such a critical thing that you know, either you have a chance or you don't, and we were in the don't category for, you know, 38 of the last 40 years, whatever you want to call it, right? The fact that he's here now, that's why he's so beloved. Obviously, he's excellent. He's a great dude. Nothing wrong with it. But because that position, I think, is so important, it's going to be hard to quantify 1v1.
Well, it's
right?
Like the MVP award. Like, if you're right. A quarterback, you can win it. If you're something else. It's a great point, actually. Him being a QB is a separator.
Because the MVP of the NFL, let's say it's Jaden Daniels one day, right, which very well could be, that means you probably won 12, 13 games.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You know, the MVP in baseball could be Mike Trout. It could be Alex Rodriguez on a 100-loss team. I mean, not likely. Usually they give it to teams that are winning. But it still takes 23, 24 other guys, a whole bunch of other dudes supporting the group, starting pitching every fifth day, a good bullpen to get to where the team might want to go. The MVP in baseball, to me, it's awesome. It's very, very cool. Nothing, because it's just a different sport, can have that outsized impact of you are one of the teams with one of these dudes.
Well, I should also point this out. I mean, if Daniels plays in perpetuity like he played this season, then he'll run away and hide with this thing because he's one of the top five or so quarterbacks in the National Football League. And if he does that, by the way, to your point, he will win some MVP awards.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think that position is linear, and maybe I'm one of the few guys in town that still has these concerns. I still think injuries are a possibility in that violent game with his frame.
Of course.
So, yes, if he plays like he did this year every single year, then there's no doubt that's the guy in this town for a long, long time. It's also football, not baseball.
Yep.
Just a more dominant sport in terms of fanfare, media, what have you, even with a shrunken fan base, in my opinion, from years ago post-name change. But Jaden Daniels is that dude. We just saw a 10 out of 10 season. Does he have more of those in store in short order? Are we getting one next year or the year after? If he does come back to the pack a little bit, then there's an opening. if James Wood in the next couple of years is making all-star appearances and hitting 30 bombs. But, you know, Major League Baseball would be smart to get on board. The only thing J-Dub does not really have going for him here is, in terms of marketability, the thing that I love about him and that really have gotten to enjoy and getting to know him some makes it a little harder, I think, to sell him. He is the most nonchalant, this sounds negative, but I don't mean it that way, like energy-less person you'll ever meet in game. It's easier to market someone who's got that pizzazz and hair on fire, flair for the dramatic, and, you know, doing celebrations and bat flipping and everything. He's the opposite of all of that. He is a hard 90, like, let me just trot down the line. Let me just go do my thing. And if I smile, I'll cover my face with a glove. Really, really good kid.
Yeah,
but
wonderful kid.
If baseball's smart, they'll get on board and they'll sell him for their product because, you know, he could be a face of this whole thing in a couple years. And it's nice to have him here in the nation's capital. I told you I wanted to get to RFK Stadium, though, so here's the update. This was from Eric Flack, our good buddy from Channel 9, who's been reporting on this.
Pretty much on that beat, seems like.
Daily at this juncture. He said sources tell him that stadium discussions between D.C. and the Commanders are progressing as we speak. He says D.C. is waiting for a budget fix from Congress. Weird, by the way.
Yep.
Waiting and budgets and
the
Congress.
Waiting.
We haven't done this yet where we're waiting on anything, right?
Yeah, has anyone waited?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.